be right next to them too. Alan O'Neill. Or Judy. So just update with some of the, I think they're going to be more helping with your guys' project. That's what I always get the understanding of. Yeah. So I could be wrong, because when he called me, I was like running back and forth yesterday, and but I told him I would absolutely put him on the agenda for the
next meeting next month.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board. Thank you for attending. Social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You will be asked to keep appropriate spacing, which is 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. Board Council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any other matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard on this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, and the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or 702-385-7486 or relay Nevada toll-free at 1-800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board council members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828 and will be available on the county's website, www.clarkcountynv.gov. If you do not wish to attend this meeting in person but would like to comment on an item appearing on this agenda or provide general public comment, please submit your comments to Tammy Harris at clarkcountynv.gov before 2 p.m. on March 10th, 2021. Please include your name, address, and identify which agenda item you are commenting on and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be complied to in a document and shared as part of the meeting's minutes. I'm John Leone, and I'd like to at this time call the meeting to order. And now I'd like to ask everybody to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at this time they are passed, presented. If you wish to speak to a board council about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period list at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and your address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the ward council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by chairperson or board council by majority vote. If you do not wish to attend this meeting in person, but would like to comment on an item appearing on this agenda, please submit your comments to Tammy Harris at ClarkCountyNV.gov before 2 p.m. on March 10, 2021. Please include your name, address, and identify which agenda item you are commenting on and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be complied into a document and shared as a part of the meeting's minutes. Approval of minutes for February 10, 2021.
Is there anybody out there that would like to make a public comment?
I'd like to make a comment. I'd like to have, if possible, the agenda posted at the post office.
It is.
It's one of, oh, it's not set up.
Because it gets mailed to them. That was their request.
Oh, and so do they post it on their board?
They're supposed to.
Okay.
Approval of minutes for February 10th, 2021.
A motion to approve the minutes for February 10th, 2021.
I second.
I motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of the agenda for March 10th, 2021 and hold. Combine or delete any items for possible action.
Motion that we approve of the agenda for March 10, 2021.
Aye.
Aye.
Right.
Informational items. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hello, I'm Austin Jeter, and that's spelled J-E-T-E-R. I'm by a couple of my colleagues. I'd like you guys to meet as well. Tall fellow right here, that's Officer Chauvin.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, that's Officer Kenny West over there.
Thank you.
We'll be splitting our duties here for the town hall meetings, so one of us will be up here on those dates. They're also new to swing shifts, so we're my new squad mates. Good guys. Have any questions, they're very knowledgeable, and they're here to help you guys out. Okay? All right, so for the calls for service for this month, June 2021, we have 23, which is up from last year, at 15. Citations and searchlight, it's going to be 52. We had one DUI arrest. And we also had one domestic violence arrest and searchlight, 3 bookings total. Like I always try to say in this call for service, searchlight is still a great place to live. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you for your
service. Thank you, officers.
Receive a report from the Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other police safety concerns. Receive a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. Receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
as you can see, I'm not Kathy Flanagan, but she's asked me to stand in for it today. Derek Jackson, Las Vegas Valley Water District 1001 South Avenue Boulevard. Water use for Searchlight in February of 2021, so last month, was 3.79 million gallons. Compared to last year in February, we used 3.94 million gallons. So in other words, Searchlight used 150,000 gallons less this year than last year in February. Now, last year was leap year, so maybe that has a little something to do with it, but we definitely did use a little bit less water this year. As for work that happened in Searchlight over the last month, we did have another small leak on Gavilan that we reported to and repaired. We had to take some homes out of service, and we're always grateful to the residents that don't cause us too much hassle when we knock at the doors last minute and say, hey, sorry, we got to take you out of water. But they were only out of water for about an hour or two, and we have them back up and going. Just for some information, too, we're pushing forward on a couple of pipeline replacement projects on a small section of waterspout on Orlando Street and also on Desert Sage. These lines historically have had issues with main breaks and leaks, and we were able to get some Army Corps of Engineer funding to help finance those replacements. We're hoping to start those towards the end of this month. Right now, my groups are pulling permits and stuff like that to get us in there and get permission to start replacing some of those lines. So we're hoping to do it with as minimal asphalt removal as possible. We're hoping to just do it off the side of the road. That project will probably take a few weeks to finish up. There'll be minimal outages during that time too, because we'll lay everything out first and have it all set up and then just connect everybody to the new line when the time comes. So that's all I have. Any questions?
Questions?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Greg Turner with the Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage.
Mr. Turner is not here tonight, but I will go ahead and read the report. March 10, 2021, statistics for January treated an average of 28,000 gallons per day. Compared to January 2020, had an average of 41,000 gallons per day. The difference of 2020 and 2021 flow increased by 13,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. Sewer service complaints, no sewer service complaints for the month of January. Call before you dig, zero call before you dig tickets in Searchlight for January. And there's a flow chart on the back on the table there if you'd like to check that out.
Receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
No one from Parks and Rec. I can go ahead and read it. You want to take that one, Patty?
I have it. Statistics, February 2021, zero program visits due to COVID-19. No upcoming events. Updates, monthly Metro meetings following up with Metro for dates. Youth programming, looking for part-time staff to run youth programs in Searchlight. Culinary Academy of Las Vegas will be doing a mobile food pantry at the community center on Friday, April 16th. Flyers and time of event will be posted soon. Any questions on that?
Receive a report from Kelly Carlson on Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hi folks, we meet again. We're currently open for all library services. happens, you need to call in advance. Masks or other appropriate face coverings still required, and social distancing still practiced, and we're now operating again at 50% capacity, which means 12 of you can come in and party with us instead of just six. Additionally, as always, our Wi-Fi is available 24 hours a day in the parking lot. Children's activities, we continue to distribute our three-square snacks after school. We're distributing them at the school still and not in the branch. In addition to the snacks, we're still giving out our take-and-make crafts, and we're handing out about 20 crafts a day still, so that's 60 a week that we make. It's like laundry, it never ends. At this point, that's all the children's programming we have, again, until we can come back into the community room or when our occupancy limits go back up to 100%. In addition, in hopes that some of the COVID relations will be lifted in sometime in the next 3 months, the library district as a whole is moving forward with booking summer performers. In Searchlight, we're hoping to have magician Adam Landon again sometime during the summer, and possibly the Fratello Marionettes. This year, we're going to try to switch up and do our special programming in the summer on a weekday afternoon instead of Saturday mornings, and hopefully that'll help us get some more people out here, or more kids, really, out here. On the adult side, we still have our book club, still a mix of in-person and call-in attendance. We're meeting once a month, the first Wednesday of the month. Next month, it's going to be Wednesday, April 7th at 11:30, and we're reading the nonfiction book called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. See me if you're interested. I have extra copies of the book, even if you don't want to come to book club. Why you would not want to come, I don't know. Painting with Allie is going to be in the branch on Thursday, March 25th at 11:30, fourth Thursday of the month, unless holidays intervene. This month, we're painting a nighttime firefly scene, which is actually pretty cool. We provide all the supplies needed, no experience needed, attendance is limited, reservations are required, so call us to get a reservation. And in May, we're starting an adult take-and-make craft program. So the crafts will be available, ready to go take home and make them, and so all you have to do is stop by the branch when we're open, and we'll give you one to go. In general news, all branches of the district are going to be closed on Sunday, April 6th for Easter. Obviously doesn't affect us so much, but in case you're out and about. I do have some limited copies of the tax form booklet and the instruction books in the branch. Our 100 new to us DVD swap did come in from the distribution center, and in this upcoming month we're also going to get some new TV series DVDs. As I mentioned last month, we've renewed our partnership as a district with the Golden Knights, and I do have copies of all the current collector's bookmarks still available. We do have our Facebook page, and also, if you haven't noticed or you never make it far enough down the hall to see my library door, I always have the monthly calendar of events for the library and upcoming event flyers on my door. Any questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you. Receive a report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Did I say that right?
Okay. And receive a report from Kyle Meyer regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
So from Public Works, they're going to be here next month, but they touched base a little bit with me. They're going to be talking about the Cottonwood Cove Trail / sidewalks, which is at 35% design. They're in the process of ordering the poles to install 10 new solar street lights, and the Searchlight West drainage project is in early phase of design. And that's all for Public Works. I also have an update from Patrick Nierman from the Park Service, and he informs us that four major projects this year are coming to Cottonwood Cove before Labor Day. They'll be replacing the sewage force main in the developed area, redrilling one of the water wells and replacing the water line to the storage tanks, and then after Labor Day, the roads rehabilitation project. Federal highways will be working on the road from the entrance station to the water, including the section transversing BLM land between the entrance station and park boundary. As part of this, the two sharp curves near Black Mountain will be realigned. Construction of the flood diversion structure in the wash west of the developed area. And the concessions division informs us that the project to issue a lease for the concessionaire facilities at Cottonwood Cove has been approved by NPS headquarters and should be moving forward. And it's unknown at this point when solicitations for proposals will be taking place. And then I have one more item here. It involves the BLM and Southwest Gas Corporation. Public comment period is open until March 24th on Southwest Gas Corporation's proposal to install 69.5 miles of natural gas pipeline within an existing permanent right-of-way. The project's starting point is that Southwest Gas existing pressure limiting station near Laughlin, and the proposed alignment runs parallel to limiting station. And the proposed alignment runs parallel to existing natural gas pipeline, roughly following the US Route 95 west of Searchlight and ending at the existing pressure limiting station just south of Henderson. Please visit BLM Nevada's website for more information. And that's where you could go to find their public comment section on the project.
Okay, thank you, Kyle. Receive a report from Michelle Brown with Searchlight Betterment Organization.
Good evening. So the most recent update on the Searchlight Mountain flag box is as follows. After speaking with Chris Wardlow, he is the Clark County Financial Analyst, I was given direction on how to proceed with RPM. I got into contact with Robert Tamiyasu and was asked for all the state and federal SBO verification. All data has been submitted, and now an agreement will be drafted by RPM and the DA for the Searchlight Betterment Organization to sign for maintenance, upkeep, and permission to be on the property. Should the board approve the spending from the 422 fund this evening, the project will be submitted to Clark County management for approval, and the funds will be allocated. So if this passes within, I'm going to say, the next 6 weeks, we could have the box up on the hill looking really nice. We are purchasing t-shirts with the SBO logo on them, and they will be available for purchase at the Searchlight Treasures thrift store or from any of our board members. They come in black or gray and will cost $20. All proceeds go to funding future projects, and this is our logo. So it'll be on the back of the t-shirt, big, and over the left side, a small one. So get a hold of us and buy our t-shirts. We will be starting the town cleanup soon. The first area will be the lot north of the horseshoe pits. We have received final permission from the Dewings and are scheduling the cleanup for next month. We will also be doing just a trash collection cleanup on the lot west of the thrift store. Any parties wishing to volunteer, please come contact one of our board members for details. We can sure use all the help we can get. Extreme Tours, a non-denominational Christian group, has offered to come to Searchlight in June to put on a free concert in the park. There will be a group of 25 people that will arrive on Monday evening, do a street outreach on Tuesday, and have a concert on Wednesday evening and possibly a skate competition in the skate park. More details will be available once we have secured all the details. If interested in this event, please contact any of our board members via our website, sbo89046@yahoo.com, or you can telephone me at 702-912-6275. My number is always on that board out there. It's all over the United States, so feel free to take it if you need it. We are also promoting our Smile Amazon account this month. So if you join, and it's exactly like ordering from Amazon, 0.05% of everything you spend will come back to the Searchlight Betterment Organization if you pick us as your chosen 501c3. So all the money that we receive from that, again, goes back into future projects for the town. This is an easy way for you to help Searchlight thrive. You don't have to come to meetings. You don't have to do anything. Just order from Amazon Smile. If you need help setting up an account, we will be having a quick workshop on how it's done. If you'd like to attend, there will be a board member at the back of the room with a sign-up sheet after the close of this meeting.
Thank you, Michelle. Receive a report from Diane Kendall regarding Clark County Master Plan entitled 30 Development Code Rewrite Committee.
Not here.
Huh?
She's not here. No.
She emailed me. I don't know if she emailed anybody else, but said she had to go to Arizona and she would be at this meeting, but there wasn't anything else going on with
correct.
Her job, and that she is willing to do it again.
Yeah, I have that in writing
okay.
for when we get to that item.
Oh.
Receive a report from Jim Stranger, president of Friends of Walking
mm-hmm.
Box Ranch, and upcoming activities. Announcements of applicants sought for the town advisory board.
Announcements
of upcoming meetings.
Excuse me. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
Nobody has any
announcements. Go ahead and skip to the next one.
No. Receive a report from Jim Stranger, president of Friends of Walking Box Ranch, and upcoming activities.
Patty Gang, Jim Stanger, Stanger, 8021 Kimwood Avenue in Las Vegas. Hello again. It's been a minute. and this might actually one of my announcements might fit in with the last item, community events. So we just want to give everybody a community update that the Friends of Walking Box Branch is back on site. In case you're not familiar with us, we are a 501c3 nonprofit that partners with the Bureau of Land Management to help steward the Walking Box Ranch here just west of town. Our goal is to help BLM. Fix up the site, install some interpretive panels, and put together some programs that would open the site up to the public on a regular basis. We're still in sort of COVID days, so when BLM anticipates opening the site up to the public is still, TBD. We're hoping, like everybody else, it's soon, be within the next couple months. We're going to assume that, at least, and work towards having the site ready to be open by then. But when it's open to the public, we'll be giving, it'll probably open on the weekends at first. We'll be giving tours of the house and the grounds a couple times a day on the weekends. In the meantime, we are doing some intern programs, some community events, one of which I've got some flyers for in the back. So next week, Thursday, March 18th, we are hosting a introduction to backyard astronomy evening. And then if this is more appropriate to announce things like this under community events in the future, I'll be happy to do so. I've got flyers that I'm happy to pass out amongst the community, to Kelly, Michelle, anybody that wants to distribute them, help us distribute them, by all means. It's at, 6:30 next Thursday. If you have bring a pair of binoculars with you and want a little introduction to how to navigate the night sky, we'll go through a program there. If folks have fun, if this is something that the community is interested in learning more about, I'd be happy to do this at other venues, maybe here, other times of the month, or any other venue here in town. I do this for fun. I grew up as an astronomy nerd, so I'm happy to, now that I work in public lands, it's a chance for me to sort of dovetail those two interests together, and happy to teach folks about how to have fun in the night sky. Apart from that, we are going to be reaching out to folks that indicated last year before the pandemic restrictions happened that they were interested in volunteering out there. Going to reach out to those folks again and see where that interest lies, if folks are still interested in helping out, or reach out to fresh volunteers and see who's interested in helping us do groundskeeping out there. We've done some initial work to start cleaning up the site, and now it just sort of needs some regular maintenance. And we've got some groundskeeping to do, some cleaning up of the house, and really just getting it ready to be presentable to the public. Look for emails about that soon. Folks that are signed up for our newsletter, look for announcements there soon, and we'll reach back out to you with information. And I think that's about it.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
You got it. Look forward to keeping you guys updated on a regular basis, maybe not every month, but on a regular basis.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Announcement of applications sought for the Town Advisory Board. Town Advisory Board, Citizens Advisory Council application. Town Advisory Board and Citizens Advisory Council were created to assist the Board of Clark County Commissioners. County Commission in an advisory capacity with the decision-making process in supplying public services to the unincorporated towns or areas of Clark County. There are 5 TABs that are elected and 8 that are appointed by the County Commission. There are also 6 CACs that are appointed by the County Commission. Each TAB or CAC consists of area residents and serve as formal direct channels to the County Commission, allowing for greater input into the future of their towns and areas. These members serve without compensation for 2 years terms and have, for 2 year term, I'm sorry, and have the responsibility of assisting County Commission in advisory capacity. In the governance of the unincorporated town or area by acting as a conduit between the residents and the County Commission. TABs and CACs hold regular public meetings throughout the year. At these meetings, members of the TABs and CACs are informed of matters pertaining to their respective town or area, provide input regarding various matters, forward the concerns or problems of residents to the County Commission, assist in long-term planning, and disseminate information of interest to the residents of the town area. All meetings are subject to the Nevada Open Meeting Law, NRS Chapter 241. The TABs are elected pursuant of NRS 269-576, Bunkerville, Laughlin, Moapa, Moapa Valley, and Searchlight. Elected TAB members do not serve at the pleasure of and may not be removed by the County Commission. Application overview. If you are interested in applying for membership on a TAB or CAC that has a vacancy, you must meet 2 criteria. 1, be qualified elector, and 2, be a resident of the unincorporated town or area encompassed by the TAB or CAC. Discuss Laughlin directory updates and include Searchlight's relevant community contact information with local numbers.
I brought some ideas. So for the Laughlin directory, it's pretty much utilities, government agencies, nonprofits, those sorts of things. No for-profit businesses. If you guys have something, go ahead. And I'll do mine after you.
Oh. I just thought that we should have something designated for Searchlight for local phone numbers. And they will do it in this directory, so we don't have to do anything to give them the numbers. And then that way, we can kind of be involved in this since we are part of the Laughlin Chamber. So we'll get the numbers together. If you know of any other numbers that you would like to get put into here and give to the board, we can look at those too.
Open to public comment.
I could go ahead and open it up to the public. Does anybody have any suggestions or comments out there for the directory? Kelly?
You're going to put the library in?
You said you're going to put the library in?
Will you?
Yeah, that's one of my suggestions. Anybody else? Okay. I'll go ahead and read mine if you like.
Yes, go ahead.
See me after the meeting. Yeah. Okay. So I have the Searchlight Justice Court, Harry Reid Elementary School, Searchlight Community Church, Searchlight Community Center, Searchlight Senior Center, Clark County Fire Station 75, Searchlight Historic Museum, Searchlight Library, Searchlight Chester Thrift Store, Walking Box Ranch, the Cottonwood Cove Resort and Marina, National Recreation Area, Searchlight Airport, the Searchlight Betterment Organization, the Searchlight Express Silver Rider Transit, the Searchlight Water System, Suburban Propane, and Colorado River Food Bank Searchlight. That's all I got.
Planning and zoning?
None.
Okay, general business. Appoint one member as a Searchlight Town Advisory Board representative to participate in the transformed Clark County rewrite of Clark County Development Code Title 30.
You're going to have to renominate Diane Kendall, and then she accepts.
Okay, I'm going to renominate Diane Kendall. And I accept the board's nomination to keep on the Title 30 Committee. Thank you. Sincerely, Diane Kendall.
Take a vote.
I'd like to motion that we approve of the renomination of Diane Kendall.
I'll second that.
And I serve that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Discuss the request from Searchlight Betterment Organization regarding allocation of $6,555 from Fund 4370-422 for the Flag Box Project Proposal, solar LED lighting and heavy duty canvas murals on parcel 23-35-310-083. And take appropriate action.
Open this up.
We can open this up to the public. If anyone's got comments, questions, concerns about the proposed project, maybe we can get Michelle back up here to answer more questions. Nobody out there got any comments? Okay.
Is there a plan for the mural?
Yes.
Part of it?
Yes.
And what is that?
There's a model. I think Michelle's got it in the hallway there.
Okay. Michelle, do you have the model of the flag from the flag box, please?
And do we have any extra paperwork on that?
I apologize. It's in my office. This is what we are projecting to put up on the top of the hill over there. So on the east and west sides, coming up from Cottonwood Cove, you'll be seeing this. Coming in off the 95, the front of it would be the same. But on the north side, we'd have a picture of a railroad that used to go into the Quartet Mine. These are actual pictures from Searchlight. And this is a cowboy that used to have range rights here, and he's sitting on top of one of the mountains looking over the valley. So this is an actual cowboy that lived here in Searchlight. So this is what we have proposed, and we have Wall Sensations has everything ready to go, and they, once we get funding or approval, then it will go up within 2 weeks. They said they could have it completely finished. So it'll be really, really cool looking up there. It will have solar lighting too. It'd be low-key solar lighting, so it won't obstruct any of our skylights and won't bother anybody living in that area. But it will light it up at night so that it'll be seen even at nighttime.
That's so cool.
That's really cool. I agree. Is there anybody else in the public who'd like to make a comment or have a question about the project? Go ahead and bring it back to the board. Anything the board members would like to mention?
I just wanted to mention that that's going to be large canvas pictures.
They're guaranteed for 10 years. The canvas that's going up around here. I'm still not real sure how they're going to put it up there, but it is guaranteed. They've been told of our winds and what kind of weather is up there on that hill, so they have promise that this is going to work. And if it tears up within 10 years, oh well, they'll have to replace it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michelle.
So before we take a vote on the item, I'd just like to disclose that I'm involved with the Searchlight Betterment Organization and will not be abstaining from the vote.
I'm also a member of the SBO. I won't be abstaining from the vote either. You will be or won't be?
Won't.
I won't be.
Won't be. Won't be.
Well, with that being said, I'd like to motion that we approve the request from the Searchlight Betterment Organization regarding the allocation of the funding for the project.
Second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of their presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote.
Continue reading.
If you would like to provide a written general public comment on an item not appearing on this agenda, but within the general jurisdiction of this body, please submit your comments to Tammy Harris at ClarkCountyNV.gov before 2 p.m. March 10, 2021. Please include your name, address, and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be complied into a document and shared as a part of the meeting's minutes. At this time, I'd like to open the floor now for any comments.
Hi, my name is Kim Means, M-E-A-N-S, and I live at 2400 Highway 95. That's off of Grandpa's Road. And I'm here to out myself as another artist in the room. It seems like we've talked about arts today a lot. And I want to let you know that for a number of years now, I've run a project there at the end of Grandpa's Road called Mystery Ranch, where I invite artists and scientists from around Nevada and actually around the world to come and learn about our Mojave Desert. got it to a point where now I also would like to invite some of the wonderful organizations in town, like the Searchlight Betterment Organization, the library, the Walking Box Ranch, to come and see what we're doing there. And, you know, you need artists to beautify the area, or to maybe to do some workshops for the library, or collaborate in some way. I'm excited to find ways to make that happen. I'm also one of the people who have been talking to the organizers of the Abiqua Ame monument proposal that is around Searchlight. And so I've been doing a lot of my own research and talking to the people putting that proposal forward. And I feel like that's a really important proposal for us to look at. It's very timely. Just found out there's another wind farm that just got proposed for the Crescent Peak area. And we've been dealing with that issue here for, you know, a decade and a half now. So it's timely to look at that as an option. I'm not saying that it's good or bad, but I haven't found anything wrong with it yet. And I would like to be able to offer myself with the research that I've done to help any of you who are trying to figure out what that proposal is all about. So Judy Bundorf, my neighbor, is also in the room, and she's probably going to speak about that too. But I can give you my contact info and all that good stuff. And please let me know if I can help you with that. And also, come find out what we're doing. Come take a tour of the ranch. It's been in my family since the early 1960s when my grandparents built it out there. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Judy Bundorf, Grand Falls Road, and Henderson. And I agree with Kim. I think personally that the monument would be an excellent idea. And now I'll throw something in the works here. Eolus Wind Company has made another application to BLM and filed their plan of development. If anybody wants copies of that, I can email them the link. This time it's smaller, but it's still obtrusive. Something like 14 square miles, 68 turbines ranging from 600 to 800 feet tall, and 50-some miles of new roads throughout the mountain area. Very close to Walking Box Ranch, 2 to 3 miles from Walking Box Ranch. And their plan of development says, oh gee, they won't like that many of the turbines, but trust me, to meet FAA requirements, your view to the west will be flashing red lights. Anyway, this is very early stages, but their calendar says they want to have the whole system up and running by 2024. So I'm sure we'll be hearing from them, and Mr. Dugan, the same fellow, he's still pushing this project. Part of the reason for the demand is the thing that the state legislature passed in the last session of the 50% renewable portfolio standard by 2030. So the wind companies and solar companies are overrunning Nevada. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but any questions?
Now that everybody.
Thanks for ending on a high note, lady.
Yeah, sorry about that. I would say I spent 10 years fighting Searchlight Wind. I'm not really up for doing this again, but I think if the community lets it be known that they're not real pleased with looking at that many that tall wind turbines. Oh, on another note, I think I mentioned that anybody who was a victim of the burglary ring from almost 2 years ago now, last I heard, he's going to trial in June. They keep delaying. He had an opportunity to plead in February, but chooses to go for a jury trial. I believe it's June 25th. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's one of those thanks, but no thanks.
Okay, anything else?
Anybody else out there, public comment?
Okay. Our next meeting date will be on April 14th, 2021.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. And now I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.